With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, your wedding day is supposed to be the best day of your life. And how can you try and enjoy the spotlight rather than get a spot fright? Well, here with me now with all the best tips for bridal and wedding skincare is Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and the Skin Nerd. You need to back me up on this because I didn't shoehorn this segment in at all.
I don't know, Laura.
Shut up. I honestly, last month when you were here, I just got engaged that day, like, as in I told everybody that day about it. It happened about 2 weeks before that. And you were like, this is so gas, because the next time I'm back, we're talking all things bridal skincare. All but you are getting bridal. Married this week.
We get legally married this week, and we have our big shindig then in 2 weeks. This is very apt. So I promise I will back you up. This wasn't dictated by you. This was in the works. Anyway, but I'd imagine you're slightly intrigued.
I'm very intrigued. But I was chatting about it this morning. I was saying, this kind of, yes, absolutely fantastic for your wedding day, but they are kind of steps you could start applying to your life if you had anything 100%. Coming up.
Just in general, absolutely. And I do think, do you know what? So many people, myself included, put so much pressure on ourselves to feel and look a certain way. Mm-hmm. But what I've written down, I suppose, is almost, or prepared, is how do you do it if you're working towards any event? Yeah. It could be that you're going to a Christmas party. It could be that you're going to, I don't know, someone else's wedding. It could be that it's a holiday. It could just be that you want to take control and feel the best you can in your skin. So let's not always talk about it being a deadline.
Yeah.
And let's not put pressure on ourselves either, because flawlessness and Paris filters, they don't exist. But what can we do to kind of take control and feel good in ourselves? That's the objective.
Yes. So, like, obviously we've got the different timelines and stuff for what people wanted in, but obviously just the starting point. So talk me through a timeline in general, like, if we're going like 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is.
So a lot of our clients will contact us and say, I'm actually getting married. Usually it's 18 months to a year prior, but obviously some people decide to get married for whatever reason within a month, 2 months, 3 months. So there really is something for absolutely everybody. And the one thing I would say is, it's, again, try not to put pressure on. I'm probably talking to myself more than anyone else. But the reality is, you are perhaps going to bring those photos out or those videos out, you know, every year and look at them, or pass, you know, show grandkids potentially in the future and so on. So you do deserve to want to feel good on your own day, and that's absolutely allowed. But don't break the bank. You don't need to do an awful lot. I think people expect and assume that they need to do it, but they don't. So first of all, I divide into two categories. So we spent quite a long time last month talking about tweakments, treatments. So that's definitely a podcast to go back and listen to if you're curious about, you know, what can I do in a clinic, or what treatments should I receive, and what do they do, and when do I see a result? That's definitely one part. The part that I call the non-negotiables is what you can do at home. Mm-hmm. And the good news with that is you're completely in control. And it's really, this is the hard part. This is where self-discipline comes into play. So I would say I'm excellent at skincare, but I would say I have been beyond committed for the last year, knowing that I'd like to feel really good in the month of September, that is now this month.
Yeah.
So what are those non-negotiables? To be honest, it's genuinely as simple as cleanse, a good serum, and an SPF. They're like your absolute every single day must-haves. And then at night, you don't need the SPF. It's just a cleanse and a serum. But the ingredients within it are the important part. So I always say it's like going to the gym.
Yep.
So you feel great you've gone to the gym, but you kind of just twirled and left. Or, you know, that's what some people can be doing with their skincare. And I mean that in the most respectful sense. So what I mean is, some people might be investing in amazing skincare and just not using the correct ingredients for their skin. So they're nearly doing it right. They're absolutely trying their best. So what are you looking for on the tin when you're buying those products? Really the key ingredient, SPF. I'm just going to assume we all do it.
Yep.
Although it is maybe not a sunny day today,
you still need it.
You've got your blue light protection that you need to shield yourself from your laptops, your phones, and so on and so forth. And those lights do get through windows, and you tend to see it on your arms and certain sides of the face. People get a lot of pigmentation. So SPF is just a given, and we've talked about that at length over the summer. But retinoids, retinols. Retinoid is essentially the family name, if you imagine like a family tree. And within it, there's lots of different forms of vitamin A. And it's really up to you to, I suppose, as far in advance as you can, whether it's your wedding or not, and you're just getting on the vitamin A bandwagon, try to find one that does well for your skin. You are trying to aim for an ingredient called retinol. Mm-hmm. The OL is like the OL at the end of alcohol. It's an alcohol form of vitamin A, which means it's quite strong. It's really active. It really works, but your skin might take time to acclimatize to it. So going back to the timelines, why I'd suggest that you do it like 6, 9, 12 months prior is that, like with anything, example, if I go to the gym today, I know I won't see results in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, mm-hmm. 4 weeks. So the longer you're using something, as with anything in life, the better the results. And retinol essentially helps with lines, wrinkles, texture, redness, photo damage, size of pores. And when you talk to the majority of brides in particular and grooms, they tend to say, I'm conscious it's a photo shoot and I'm conscious of my redness and I don't want my pore. You know, the list, unfortunately, for our skin woes can be quite long. So I promise you, if you're to try one thing as far out as you can, you're talking 6 months out onwards, go with your retinoids. Another one would be, and you can bring this in a lot sooner, so your retinoid is more your 18, 12, you know, 9 months out.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're nearer to the day than that and you haven't started yet, and that happens all the time, then vitamin C is one to consider.
So okay.
You might hear of it as ascorbic acid, or people call it pure vitamin C, or you'll see vitamin C complex or blends. Ultimately, why would I champion vitamin C? I always think C for colour, C for clarity. So what do I mean? So if you have, when you look in the mirror, quite a bit of redness in your skin, quite a bit of pigment in your skin, how would you know if you pigment? Well, we all naturally have pigment is there to defend our skin. But I, for example, when I have no makeup on, can see the fantastic childhood that I had.
Yes.
So there's freckles on my upper lip, on my, you know, my cheekbones, and the same with most of our clients, forehead and so on. So you're just trying to tackle that, so that if you are then getting a makeup artist for your day, they're not putting as much foundation on, perhaps. They're not having to blur everything in and try to make it look like a blank canvas. You're doing as much of that as you can in advance for yourself. And then this result lasts once you maintain it.
Yeah.
This isn't just get to the wedding day and then flop. This is, you know, something that you can just feel really proud of yourself, because pigment is hard to get under control. And vitamin C, if nothing else, if you're thinking, I don't really know if I've redness or pigment, it helps with the clarity, the brightness, the luminosity in the skin. It just gives like an undeniable, what they claim to be the bridal glow that we all crave.
Yeah.
It just gives that iridescence that you'd like, and it looks healthy.
Saying as well about, you know, starting further out, I know that you're saying like, okay, we need to kind of get on the bandwagon of it, but the percentages as well for retinols, like you want to build up to higher percentage. So if you can start on the lower, the further out, it just gives you more time to acclimatize your skin, so you don't have any of it. We've talked about this in depth before, about if you get the purge or if anything like that happens, you're just giving yourself the best possible chance.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? We'll get to this in a second, but if I may skip for a moment. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that then, so for example, my big day is in like less than 3 weeks, so I'm actually slowing down how many actives I'm using.
Okay.
Whereas typically brides will go, oh goodness, it's X amount of days, and they'll up the ante. But it's a busy time, it's a happy time, but there's lots going on. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, your mast cells, you're ultimately more prone to inflammation, more prone to reaction. So I'm actually getting a reaction to the shower gel that I've used for the last 5 years of my entire life.
Yes.
But because my body is busy, so my brain says I'm fine, but my body, so just, you're absolutely right. So to go back to retinol, you can usually start on like a 0.3%, then go to a 0.5%, then up to a 0.6%, and you are trying, if your skin will allow it, to get to 1%. And then on the flip side, nearer to the wedding, you're trying to maybe not use it as near to the wedding as you would often. So a week or two prior, kind of, you know, maybe once or twice a week usage, as opposed to what you might have gotten to is your 7 nights a week.
So let's actually just go straight to that. The golden rule for the week of your wedding,
yes,
you can go 2-3 weeks out, whatever you think is the most important bit. What should people be doing?
So my top tip prior to that month piece is try everything that you think you're going to be putting on your skin for a good few times in advance. So example, your tan, your exfoliators, your hand creams, your cuticle oils, if you're going that way. Not everybody does. So just to think about it, back to what I just said, example, my shower gel. It's not the shower gel's fault, it's my body's way of reacting. So really being used to the products is key. When it's coming up to the month of and the week of, I would say Omegas. So I'm a big believer in inside out. I really am. And look, I always have to be conscious that it is an investment, but try to eat as well as you can.
Yeah.
And then for me, sometimes life gets in the way, so I can't. Like, I'm not great at making my own kefir, so I do take probiotics, or I do take a multivitamin, because I just feel I need that energy element. And then omegas, I promise you, if I was to say, if you were to take the SPF and the retinol element we've spoken about, and then consider a really good solid omega supplement inside, it really does make a difference.
Yeah.
Why? It's almost like your skin's internal moisturizer. So you're looking for omega 3 specifically. It's hard to get in our diet. This is not my caveat to say, now don't try to eat your nuts, your seeds, your fish, your oil, etc. And then trying to get as much sleep as you can. So big believer in magnesium and ashwagandha inside, just to, you know, sleep is king. But going back to what you're asking about the week of, so about 5 days prior, you potentially might exfoliate the skin from top to toe. Now, that's not permission to exfoliate like it's a Brillo pad on a kitchen counter and you're going crazy for it. But something with a little bit of an acid in it that will help break down any extra oils that you might have. And then leave it, like step away from the exfoliation bottle. And then perhaps you're getting a spray tan, perhaps you're doing your own tan. And then it's just literally the key for the wedding week is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And inside out, mm-hmm, water, water, water. Eat as well as you can. Although people tend to want to bring you out for dinner dates, which is such a blessing.
Such a
blessing. Yeah, I mean, I'm delighted with it. But and then the night of, so example, if I was getting married on a Friday, my objective would be on the Thursday night, lather myself, like, I mean, slide into those sheets wherever you're sleeping, right? Whether you're sleeping alone or sleeping together, I don't know what you're doing, but body oils, hydrate in as much as you can, lip balm. Like, I really promise you, I will be like a little slug going to bed on that night. And again, I've trialed all this in advance, which means that I know my tan doesn't break down because of it. I'm not going to have any irritation. I won't use any retinols. I won't have any acids for the good week beforehand. I will have taken my omegas, and I'm just conscious that I know that how my skin's going to respond to it. That's ultimately the goal.
Every month that you come in here, feel like a teacher's pet, right? I genuinely do, because like, I've never wanted to swat as hard in my whole entire life.
I'm very proud.
Thank you.
I'm honoured.
You'd be so proud of this, because I ordered a 3 month supply of omega-3s.
Oh, that is very clever,
yeah, actually. Yeah, because you actually, you end up saving more money if you buy them in bulk. And I was like, no, I need to do this for myself now. So I've started lashing them into me every single morning. I'm coming in here and I'm like, look at me go. Look at me
and
slide,
you know,
onto the seat.
For anyone that isn't sure, so for example, when you're eating omegas in your diet, you generally will. Obviously, there's so many health benefits. You know, it helps your brain, it helps your cardiovascular system and so on, and that's obviously imperative. In this sense, we're talking about it for skin. I don't tend to have to put as much body moisturizer on. I'm not caring about my feet as much. I don't worry about my elbows or the back of my arms, or is my back, my gymnastics moves allowing me to apply product where I may or may not be showing off in a dress. So it just really does hydrate the skin. So it's like a quick fix cheat, and it's helping more than just
everything.
Your skin. So, and I think the 3 months is clever, because I'm a devil. So when it gets to like the bottle's nearly empty, like, oh, I must. And then 2-3 weeks go by, you fall out of the habit and you start to see the benefits go back.
And this happens at so many things in life all the time. Like, even like, just completely out of context, but I used to do sock curls on my hair all the time for no heat damage. Fell out of the habit of it, and then haven't done it for about a year. And the other night I was like, why did I stop this?
Yeah.
Like, it's ingenious. It works really, really well. But it's like that with your vitamins, with your skincare, with everything. Once you fall out of the routine, you need to just get straight back.
I have an alarm, or in my calendar, if you will, and it's just every single day it tells me when I have to take my supplements. So you have to choose to turn it off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, yeah, well, so it's glaringly obvious at 9 o'clock at night when it's still going ping, 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 ping. So there's ways that you can, I suppose, encourage yourself to be as compliant as possible.
Okay, so we've spoken about 9, 12, 18 months beforehand. We have done the like 6 weeks up beforehand, right to the night before, the day of.
The day of.
The day of, Jennifer Rockin. It's coming right around the corner for you.
No pressure, Laura Fox. I'll remind you of that when it's your turn, lady. Don't you worry. No, look, again, it's just that keyword of hydrate. So where I would normally lean on things like salicylic acid, glycolic acid, and even doing that up to events or, you know, any party or friends' birthdays I'm going to, I just don't. It is literally just getting as much moisture into the skin. So in our case, a makeup artist will come, and hopefully my skin is just as plump and as dewy and isn't reacting anyway negatively. And then for the body, it's just hydration stations. Now, there's parts of the body that you might think of looking after that you wouldn't typically. Mm-hmm. So somebody said this to you recently, and it's such a good tip, that your hands are basically a hand model for the day of your wedding day.
God.
Because, you know, obviously there's putting on the ring, and then there's signing the register, and I'm looking at these cuticles going, mm-hmm. So omegas, again, this sounds like I own an omega company. I don't. I just really believe in them. But cuticle oils, or just any moisturizer, really affordable moisturizers, make sure you are really massaging it in around the cuticle area just before you go to bed at night, and then, as I say, slide into that bed. Other areas that people tend to be conscious of, depending on what outfit you're wearing. Mm-hmm. So if you're showing your decollete, which is kind of your chest and neck area, are you showing your back that you normally wouldn't? Are you showing your arms? And again, I have to stress, it's not to put pressure on, oh my goodness, this is another thing. It's just to be mindful of, are you happy out with it? Or in my case, for example, my upper back had so much pigment for an amazing holiday that I brought Matthew on when we went to, when he was younger, to Thailand. I did get sunburn and I just had a lot of sun damage. Yeah. So just being mindful and I've been using retinol on my back for months, and the difference in my skin is just night and day. So whether, and maybe Jill, hopefully Jill isn't listening to us.
Oh God, yeah, Jill.
Whether I am wearing anything or showing off my back, I just feel better. And then one thing to be mindful of in terms of any photographs that you're in, redness is the first colour to come up on camera. Mm-hmm. Now, all these fancy pants iPhones and, you know, Androids that we have now tend to help it. But by and large, redness does show up. And typically on this beautiful island of ours, the Celtic skin will dictate and will allow a little bit of redness to creep through across the chest and on the back of the arms. So again, back to that retinol, mix it in with a Bobbi Basic, really affordable body moisturiser for a couple of months prior, and you'll just see the texture, the tone. If you just start to give a little bit of love that you might not normally, and that's it. And it doesn't have to be expensive. I think my main tip is get a really affordable body moisturizer, put something like your retinol mixed into it, and then perhaps up the ante on the omegas, and just don't don't do what a lot of our brides do, and we try to guide them in advance, but they come to us going, I spent X amount a year and I got all these products, what do I do? Please just cleanse, get a retinoid serum, get a vitamin C, perhaps they can come together, get your SPF, potentially think about treatments, but just be really compliant. If you're doing that regularly for even a month, you'll see a huge difference.
This is what we've learned, like, since this entire segment and you coming on the show every single time. It is less is more.
Less is more. Yeah,
and look, it doesn't have to break the bank.
It really, really doesn't. And it just, one last thing I would say is take photographs if you can, just so that you monitor that result. It's like anything, you know, they encourage you to do it in the gym, or if you're eating well, just note how do you feel in terms of energy. And by and large, people working towards a big day like that are doing all of those things. So by default, you feel better anyway. Just take photographs and see if you're seeing a difference. And if you're not seeing a difference 2-3 months in, then perhaps you need to up the levels of the ingredients, or challenge yourself. Are they actually doing something, or do they just smell nice, feel nice, which is okay, but then you're not going to ask it to do much more than just that. Then just, you know, have a chat with yourself, go for a consult, get someone to guide you. And I've enjoyed it selfishly. I mean, look, I'm going to, haven't I, as part of the prep, but lip balm is another great one if you have a bridesmaid, or one or two or three, to get them to have that in their bag, because you'll be chatting all day. So back to the day itself, just to finish that off, hydrate, let the makeup artist or whomever do what they're going to do. I will have a spritz in my bridesmaid's bag, which is technically my bag.
Absolutely.
And then a lip balm, because I know I'll be chatting, laughing the whole lot. The lips get dry, the mouth gets dry, you're nervous, you're excited. So just to give a bit of moisture back in. And that's it. Just have the best time ever. Take all the photographs and dance the night away.
So much information in there. This will be podcasted back after the show if you do want to tune in, as are all of the segments that we do with Jennifer Rock when she comes on with us each and every month. I just want to say the very best of luck and enjoy every single second of it. Because the next time you're going to be back here,
I'll be a married lady.
You'll be a married
woman. I'll be a wife.
Oh God, we love it so much. Jennifer, the CEO and founder of Skingredients and the Skin Nurse, she is with us every single month, as I said. Best of luck. I'm going to be glued to your Instagram page. You cannot wait. We'll be right back after this.
With Laura Fox
Podcast.